Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Coot Veal. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive towards short. Veal catches it and throws to second to double up Aparicio. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veal moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Woodling reaches third base with a triple. Veal scores. Keogh goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Senators. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Senators. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Tasby. Smith reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Daly and he is out, Klaus applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. Daly moves to second. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daly moves to third. Donovan moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Daly tags and scores. Donovan tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Senators. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for early win. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Daly and he is out, Klaus applying the tag. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers takes first base on ball four. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off long, and towards O'Connell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Sievers moves to second. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Donovan strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Donovan out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball towards center. Tasby settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tasby. Lawler moves to second. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemmerer moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Landis. Tasby reaches second base with a double. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long juggles the ball. That's an error on Long. Landis scores. Torgerson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Veal hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Daly and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman fires to first and has Keough trapped. There's the throw to Fox who tags Keough for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tasby strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Mahoney pinch runs for Danny O'Connell. R.C. Stevens pinch hits for Pete Daly. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Mahoney moves to second. Two outs. Harry Bright pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.